Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad to have you here with us. On board is our producer and switchboard operator, Chavanay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're here as always every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. And that number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And every Wednesday now throughout the month of March, we will be doing psychic readings. And I have Brenda on board with us, our resident numerologist. So please join us every Wednesday from 3 to 4 o'clock. And also you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and listen to our radio shows, archive and current shows 24/7. You can also get a psychic reading Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can purchase a book, Are You Ready?, a book of poetry. So with that, we will begin as usual with our today's show is about current news or what was going on this week. So, of course, as always, we do entertainment news, and from entertainment news, Shab will do news of the weird, and, of course, basketball season.
So we'll
find out
what
the scores are. Yeah. Okay, so we shall begin. Entertainment news. Well, is LaToya Jackson exploiting Michael Jackson's children? LaToya's 56 years old, is the manager of her late brother's kids, Prince, Paris, and Blanket. The Jackson three are pursuing various careers in the public spotlight, and Auntie LaToya is managing them. LaToya, who is also part of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, has a new reality show debuting on Oprah's own cable station. LaToya's new show will occasionally feature Michael's children.
Mm.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise,
well,
ratings.
Yeah.
For her and Oprah.
Yeah, for sure. You know that. I did read recently, though, Paris, the son, that he's going to be doing some on-air commentary, but I think it's with Disney, something I think to do with Disney, and I forgot what the daughter was trying to get into.
It wasn't Entertainment Tonight or that OMG. It's not one of
is
those?
Is that what it is, OMG? I think that's what it is, Shab, yeah.
Yeah, where he'll be just, you know, making appearances. It's almost like an internship.
Yeah.
You know, what he's doing, where he will be able to do a couple of commentaries on stories or interviews. I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, show a different side of the family. Mm-hmm. And the Paris, I believe, she's trying to have a singing career. I think that's what it was.
The daughter?
Yes.
Maybe.
So we'll see. I mean, they're Michael Jackson's kids. Come on, people. We don't expect nothing less.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Oops. Well, with low ratings for American Idol, Judge Mariah Carey has turned into an $18 million bust. You think? Carey may be a great singer, but she has brought nothing to American Idol, other than getting into cat fights with fellow judge Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Carey has been a bore and may not be invited back next season. The ratings for Idol are at their lowest since 2002. When will producers of the show learn to stop wasting millions on judges who don't help the show's ratings?
Yeah.
I don't even watch American Idol anymore. I used to watch the beginning, you know, the first show, the first three shows, you know, where they'd be all over the United States, because it was good. That was funny, and it was interesting and good, too, because, you know, of course, they had some good performers. But
it was funny and hilarious.
Huh?
I said it was funny and hilarious, and it felt realistic. You know, now it's just, I don't know, it's too dramatic. You know, beforehand, it really was about the singers, because we knew who the four judges was. Simon, what's Paula Abdul?
And Randy.
You know, yeah, so it was focused really on the talent. In the beginning, the auditions is what was funny, because you have the good singers, but you had the bad ones, and the way they just ripped them was hilarious. Well, now they seem to more focus on what judge is going to be on the show instead of the talent. So it's not what it used to be.
No, no. And interest is not there.
No.
Yep, you're right. You made a good point. Mm-hmm. Well, Lenny Kravitz is out, and Jesse is in Sexual Healing, the biopic on the latter years of singer Marvin Gaye. Had a major shakeup. Actor Lenny Kravitz was slated to play the late Motown legend, but he's been replaced by actor Jesse L. Martin of Law & Order fame. Kravitz reportedly dropped out of the production. Martin, who comes from musical theater, has said in the past he always wanted to play Marvin Gaye if the opportunity came up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I hope he does. I hope he gets it.
Yeah.
Well, actor Idris Elba is taking a year-long break, ladies, from acting. The actor is also a DJ, and he wants to concentrate on his music career.
What? Really?
Yeah. He wants to concentrate on his music career. So, hey, all righty then.
Go for what you know.
Hey, do what you got to do. Okay, now we've got some really good scoop. Basketball superstar Michael Jordan has asked the judge to throw out a lawsuit by Pamela Smith, who claims that Jordan is the father of her 16-year-old son. The woman is a sex instructor, y'all, who wants a paternity test and money, and she wants her son to have the legal name Jordan. If this is true, the 16-year-old was conceived while Jordan was married to his first wife, Juanita. Jordan says he is not the father of a 16-year-old. He would like this matter to be settled before he marries for the second time to Yvette Prieto next month.
Is that the young thing he's seeing?
Huh?
Is that the young lady he's seeing?
Yeah, well, evidently, because the lady he's going to marry, his second wife, she's white. And I guess they've known each other for a number of years. But I'm going to tell you, if you go to my website, you'll see a picture of this young man. I swear, y'all, I don't know if he's Michael's dad or son or not, but he sure looks like Michael Jordan.
Hmm.
He really does. He does. The young man favors Michael really strong and his other two brothers. If we don't know yet.
Is this a sister? Is this a black family, black kid or white kid? What?
Yeah. The woman is black. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boy, he's got his eyes and his nose and that beautiful smile. So I don't know.
I wonder why she came now.
See, that's the problem I have, Sha. Why did you wait 16 years to now throw that up? Not throw it up, but you know what I mean? To bring it up. I mean, didn't he need help before he turned 16?
Well, you know, getting ready for college, maybe.
Okay, but why would you keep that very quiet?
I don't know.
If it's happening, you know, it's like she looks really suspect to me to wait 16 years and now bring it up. If Michael was the father of your son, then why didn't you, back when the kid was little, you know?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean it'll come out.
Yeah, something got to come out, because I don't know. And they say that Michael has seen the young man a few times. Now, what transpired between them, I don't know, but Michael has seen him, but yet Michael says no. So you know what, Michael, I'm going to tell you, take the test. Be done with it.
Yeah, shut it down if it's not your child.
Yep, just take the test and be done with it. And if it is, you and Juanita are divorced now, but, you know.
There's nothing to be done now.
No. Who will be the host of the 2014 Academy Awards? Will it be late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel? And speaking of talk shows, will Jimmy Fallon be taking over the Tonight Show next year? An announcement could come in May if Jay Leno finally decides to retire from the show.
For real this time?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Comedian actor Kevin Hart is on the cover of Ebony magazine. Hart will co-star in the remake of Hollywood Rat Pack classic About Last Night. Now, y'all, it originally starred Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Elizabeth Perkins, and James Belushi. About Last Night is getting a makeover and will hit theaters next Valentine's Day 2014. Along with Kevin is Michael Ealy, Regina
Ooh.
Hall, and Joy Bryant.
Oh, so this is the black version of it.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Kevin Hart with his crazy butt. I love your show, Hollywood Husband.
Real Husbands of Hollywood, R-H-O-H. He is a hot mess, and everybody who participates in that show is a hot mess. But, Kevin, you must got some pull to see Jack Nicholson and, oh, gosh, what's his name, Mom? Ed, he's off of what, Modern Life, Married with Children. Ed, he showed up in this show. I mean, he's having some heavy hitters on this show. I'm like, I ain't bad, Kevin, do your thing.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. But, he's doing good. That show is funny, though. It is so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Him and Robin Thicke crack me up.
They're all crazy. Boris and Dwayne Martin just a hot mess. He is a hot
Dwayne,
mess.
They are all.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah,
and if you guys,
Nick, be...
I know, bless his heart, he tries. And if you haven't seen it, check it out on BET. I believe it's, is it Wednesdays at 10 and comes on, Mom? I can't remember.
I think so, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you have cable, just go on to the search of your cable network, and it'll let you know what time it comes on BET.
Mm-hmm. Now, comedian actress Aisha Tyler of The Talk has lined up another gig. She's going to be the new host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? That was a comedy show where they had four comedians, and they
Wayne
throw
Brady.
Lines out at them. Yeah, it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she's going to be taking over because, Drew Carey, you're right. He was on there for years.
Yeah.
The new season kicks off this summer on the CW network. Well, will NBC renew Megan Good's show, Deception? If not, she won't be lacking for work. Good just signed on for the movie Anchorman 2. And if you saw Anchorman 1 with, what's his name? He is
Will
so
Ferrell.
Silly. Yes. I can only imagine what this one will be.
Oh, the first one was a hot mess. It was Will Ferrell and Christina Applegate was in that. It was hilarious.
Yep.
I mean, if you're a Will Ferrell fan, you enjoyed it. If you're not, you'll be like, this is corny.
Mm-hmm. Well, a movie version of Shakespeare's Macbeth is being made with Blair Underwood, Terrence Howard, and Sanaa Lathan. Speaking of Terrence Howard, his new movie, Dead Man Down, which was shot in Philly, opens in theaters this weekend. Don't look for Maxim Shermansky on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Apparently, Max, who was very popular and sexy, let his ego get in the way and was not invited back for season 16.
Damn.
The new season kicks off on Dancing with the Stars. And it starts March 18th, which should be next Monday, y'all. D.L. Hughley, country superstar Wynonna Judd, Andy Dick, and football's Jacoby Jones and Dorothy Hamill, just to name a few. So tune in on next Monday to see.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out now.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, supermodel Heidi Klum has been added as a fourth judge on America's Got Talent. That's another show that's been going through, you know, different judges and people back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Besides Seal's ex, there's a former Spice Girl, Melanie Brown, Mel B, shock jock Howard Stern, and comedian Howie Mandel, all on the judges' panel. Mel B is replacing Sharon Osbourne, and Nick Cannon is still host. Season number 8 kicks off May 28th.
All right, now.
Okay, and that's all that I have for entertainment news.
All right, well, I'm going to slide on in with news of the weird, which are true stories that have happened across the world and in the United States as well. And it's a hot mess, people. You just never know. So we're going to lead off with a Verizon risk team looking for data breaches on a client's computer discovered that one company's software developer was basically idle for many months, yet remained productive because he had outsourced his projects to a Chinese software developer who would do all the work and send it back. The employee earned several hundred thousands of dollars a year, according to January Los Angeles Times report, but paid the Chinese worker only $50,000. The risk team eventually learned, that the sensitive company information was flowing to and from Chinese terminals, leading the company to suspect hackers, but the traffic was merely the U.S. employee, obviously ex-employee now, sending and receiving his workload. The U.S. man showed up for work every day but spent his time leisurely web surfing.
Ooh, that's terrible.
See, and you think it was the Chinese, and it was actually right here, people,
here.
In January, the National Hockey League labor dispute ended and players returned to work. But as usual, some owners resumed claiming that players' high salaries were killing them financially. The Phoenix Business Journal reported in December that the Phoenix Coyotes, for example, stood to turn a profit for the 2012-2013 season only if the lockout had continued and wiped out all of the games, indicating that based on the team's projections, the only way for it to make money was to never play.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something? In January, about 1,000 workers at Shanghai Shimney Electric Company held 18 managers captive at the plant from Friday morning until nearly midnight on Saturday in protest of recent employee rules. The workers dispersed when parent company officials promised to reconsider the policies, which included a fine of equivalent to $8 for being late and a limit of 2 minutes per toilet break. What?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you could pee that fast or boo-boo that fast. All right.
I'm not even worried about that. You're charging me $8 if I come in late? Damn, talk about incentive to be on time every day.
Ain't it?
Woo! I'm like, this is a... Yeah, they're... A little bit of religious symbolism. On January 27th, Pope Benedict, released two doves in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican's end of prayer ceremony, but almost immediately a gull flew over and attacked one. The faithful were rewarded, though, as the dove, through wounded, managed to elude the predator. On February 11th, only hours after Pope Benedict had announced his imminent retirement, a rare winter thunderstorm hit Vatican City, and a powerful lightning bolt from the heavens appearing to strike the St. Peter's as if offering a dissenting opinion to the Pope's decision.
You know what? That was in the news, too.
Was it?
I saw the picture that I pulled the picture up on it. Yeah, that was real weird.
Really?
After you made the announcement, and then, the lightning struck. And I was like, something must be behind that. That's kind of crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was,
wow.
I don't think people took it as don't step down, but maybe it's time to step down. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Oh, I'm going to have to pull that up.
That's crazy. Yeah, you'll see the picture of the lightning hitting the Vatican.
Damn. Okay. Well, under least competent dogs, first story, a Palm Bay, Florida police officer was sent to the hospital in February after supposedly highly trained canine bit him in the crotch during a burglary investigation. A trainer attributed the lapse to the dog's natural intensity during searches. Apparently, all was forgiven, and both officers returned to work. The second story, in Cottages Row, England, firefighters were called in January when a metal lamppost was reported as smoking because of an electrical short, which was discovered when a Labrador retriever lifted his leg. That species is regarded as quite intelligent, but the dog, after being knocked back by the shock, moments later attempted to engage the lamppost a second time with the same result.
He wasn't that smart, was he?
Lord have
like
mercy.
A little fire under him.
Apparently. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of the news of the weird. Now I'm going to go into sports real quick. We don't have too many games for Sunday today. The Bulls beat the Lakers beat the Bulls. Sorry, Lakers. 90-81. The Cavaliers and the Raptors are playing right now, third quarter. The Cavaliers are leading 56-46. The 76ers and the Magic are playing today, third quarter, and the Magic lead by 1 point, 58-57. At halftime, the Pacers are losing to the Heat, 56-47. The Trailblazers and the Hornets just started their first quarter, and the Hornets are in lead 1 point, 13-12. The Mavericks and the Timberwolves are playing in first quarter. Timberwolves 11-9 in the lead. The Bucks and the Kings are playing today, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. West Coast. On channel CSAC. I am sorry, I do not know what that is. The Pistons and the Clippers are playing on Fox. Channel 2 at 6:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, and the Celtics lost to the Thunder. 9-1-7-9.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good games today, y'all.
Yes, it was. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are the NBA scores for this day.
Ooh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, at this time, we're going to take a quick break for about 5 minutes and come right back. And remember, it's in the studio with LSV, and that number is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. Come on in and join us. We're going to have a good time today. All righty. See you in five.
Thank you.
joining us on In the Studio with LSV. And we'll, if you missed the entertainment news, it was pretty good. Y'all missed a good one. And we're also bringing a call on board, and I believe it's Brenda. Brenda, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, well, we're talking about current news. So the first thing that I would like to talk about is the International Women's Day and what it stands for and a little information about that. So I'll begin. International Women's Day, what is it for? To commemorate women in all their glory and all they stood for, all they stand for, all they fought for and all they fight for. All that they have achieved, all that they've yet to achieve, they fought in silent and in violent protest that I may be free. Free to vote, to wear jeans, to take up office, to own an office, to own my body, to objectify myself, to be gazed upon, to gaze, to receive equal rights, to be. I salute them, I do, but why are we still fighting for the same good fight? The United Nations theme for IWD this year is A Promise is a Promise, Time for Action to End Violence Against Women. In 1999, the theme was World Free of Violence Against Women. 2007, Ending Impunity for Violence Against Women and Girls. 2009, Women and Men Unite to End Violence Against Women and Girls. Yes, we could argue that positive discrimination is still discrimination, but what else can we do to right the past wrongs? It's said that none of us are truly free until every man and woman and child is free, but when is that? Is this one of those things that will never really change? Violence against women isn't about civil rights that's easily legislated. It's about human behavior and how do you change someone's entire childhood, their biases, their beliefs, their psychological or neurological makeup. Everything that's been done, the protests, the posts, the hashtags, this post, is making a difference. Has violence against women decreased? Has changes in legislature, helped? Has worldwide attention on the gross abuse of women put countries to shame? And has it had an effect on rape and domestic violence statistics? Is education the answer? I don't know, but what I do know is that I'd rather err on the side of putting too much emphasis on these issues than none at all. Now, that's from the women's perspective. I want to say something from the men's perspective. Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten is a 2012 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. Why? In large part because of Witten's tireless commitment to ending domestic violence. A former professional football player and longtime domestic violence, prevention advocate, he understands how gratifying it is to receive this honor from the NFL. For the men engaged in this critical issue, it can be a lonely road. As Rawlings has said, a drive to end domestic violence led by men. It's an ideal whose time has come again and again. Some men have been pushing it for decades, but now many are hearing the call. As Rawlings said in a recent press conference, in the past, this has been viewed as a woman's issue, but it ain't. It's our problem. The problem is not confined to a shocking spate of killings in Dallas or to one major U.S. city. The New York Police Department reportedly receives 700 domestic violence calls every day. Domestic violence costs the United States more than $9 billion a year. Women that live in countries where domestic violence is not a crime, globally at least one in three women and girls are beaten or sexually abused in their lifetimes, usually at the hands of men. Okay, so what can men do? Well, men do not just need to stop being violent. The vast majority of men are not violent, but men do need to stop being silent. Calling violence against women, whether street harassment or sexual harassment or rape or murder, a woman's issue allows men to ignore it as if we have no responsibility for it or staking in or ending it. We all have grandmothers, mothers, sisters, daughters, and female friends and colleagues. Our lives are inextricably interwoven. Women's issues of safety and equality directly affect our lives as men. Beyond that, women are humans with the same rights to safety and freedom as men. It is therefore our moral responsibility to not remain silent or passively on the sidelines, but to be actively engaged in confronting this problem in every corner of homes, communities, and societies. Many men have taken action. Men march with women protesting December's notorious gang rape and murder in Delhi. Men work with women to stop sexual abuse of women in Egypt's Tahrir Square. Men join women in pushing for a serious response to allegations of gang rape in Steubenville, Ohio, the social media villainous that follow. Here in New York, men have produced excellent videos calling on other men to stop street harassment. I've been working since 1994 to bring men in as leaders and partners in stopping violence against women. Today, I believe we stand on the brink of a global tipping point from Dallas to New Delhi. The world is paying attention. Now is the time to stand up. That's why I'm joining Breakthrough, the Global Human Rights Group. It is 1 Million Men, 1 Million Promises campaign starting March 8th. Over 1 year, we will secure promises from men around the world to take concrete action towards stopping violence against women. Okay, any feedback, Brenda or Chabonet?
Well, it's interesting that you're talking about this from the perspective of, you know, why does this continue? And I believe it has to do with, as you were stating, how women are viewed. I mean, we're just not equal. And it's not, okay, you can have an equal rights amendment and you can say, listen, we're all supposed to be treated fairly. But does that happen? We're not supposed to be prejudiced, or there's all these politically corrective type ways of behaving, but there's still something that is pervasive in this country. And it's nice that this man is standing up for women's rights, and it makes hopefully other people think, yeah, if one man can do it, certainly the whole world ought to be able to do it. But in the United States, our primary leaders are not women. In other countries, the women, countries that supposedly have worse rights, women are allowed to move up to the top positions, but not in the United States. We're like, I don't know if your producer knows, but we're way down the list as far as women leaders in a country. And we're supposed to be the land of the free, you know, the land of people fighting for rights of other countries. And yet we don't do it for just women being equal in our country. I happened to see a story last night, and it's all the way back to 1746. And this woman, she was married. It was an arranged marriage to a man who was wealthy back in the early American times. He's from Britain, and like most people were in early America. But this man was known to be a drunkard and abusive. She bore him 3 children, and I guess she had enough. So she had an affair, okay, and she became pregnant. So anyways, the whole thing turns around because women don't really have a whole lot of recourse. Back then, and even still today with domestic violence, women can, you know, scream and yell and say, listen, this is a problem. What if her husband's a policeman? What if her husband's a statesman? You know, statesman. In this situation, even back then, this woman had no recourse. So she figured the best way is to get her lover or anyone else to help her get rid of this guy. And they find him dead, and then everybody is held accountable. And they want to hang her, but she's pregnant. So here we again, we have men taking charge. Men yeah. and these women said she wasn't pregnant. And so, and back then, if a woman was pregnant, she had a right to a stay of execution. And they had all these people examine her, and they even had a panel that said, she's pregnant. Nobody would listen because here's somebody who came from a British sympathizer thing, and it was a man who was wealthy. Nobody cares about the fact that this woman was abused or that she was pregnant and that her child had rights. So they killed her, and afterwards they find that she was actually 5 months pregnant. You know, I mean, they could have waited, but she's a woman. And she's a woman who had no power. She only power she had is through her husband. And now, unfortunately, that he was dead, nothing. If he had even said she had had an affair, she still would have been in the same chopping block situation. So it's continuing because somehow this world does not view women as the same. And what kind of world catastrophe could change that? You know, even when World War II came and women went into the factories to help produce all the tools of war that men needed to fight the good fight globally, everybody counted on them and treated them as, okay, you got to do your work just like your husband did. When the war was over, it's like, now go back to being our house slave.
Yeah.
So what could happen? Your education, it can't wait until you go to college. It has to start in the house. And who's raising them?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what this football player, Mr. Rawlings, is saying, is that they've got to start at home and teach these young boys to start at home about respecting a woman, which it should start, well, I want to say it should start with their mother and father, but maybe some young men, you know, for whatever reason in life, they may not have a mother. Maybe it's just a grandmother. May not even have that. You know what I mean? To nurture and guide them?
Well, if that's the case, then let me throw a wrinkle for you. Think about how many single moms are out there in the world today. Most women end up as single moms for some spell. Most marriages do not stand throughout the entire time. So who's raising the children? And why, if there's so many single mothers, and why is this perpetuating? You know, are the women still in the same psyche that they're supposed to be mistreated? You know, with their boyfriends or whatever, or the ex-husband? You know, what is it? I can tell you about a case of somebody who grew up with violence, with their father beating the mother. And then that person actually ended up with domestic violence issues later. And that person was raised by a single mother. So maybe the trauma of how you're treated as a woman is perpetuated in how you treat your children. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I really don't. I mean, what do other people think? If single women are raising the majority of children today, why hasn't the violence been mitigated based on their home teaching?
That's true.
Is it,
and
what's
the
main influence?
Back to what has that woman went through in order to pass that on to her kids, the good aspects now, not the bad, but...
Or maybe
because if she's having problems mentally, it's going to show up in the kid. Chauvinet, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I am. I'm here.
Well, you know, it could be many factors. Maybe the mom is working two jobs. You know, it's not that she doesn't love her kid. It's just maybe she can't give as much quality time on those pointers that you should be giving to your son or even to your daughter. Then you have some who are too busy for their children because they're so worried about trying to get a man. Then it could be they have a man. It's not a healthy man, but it's just a man in their life, period. It could be many factors. We honestly do not know.
Right.
Yes, it should start from home. It also should be maybe educated through in the school that these are reasons why domestic violence is bad. These are reasons why it could be criminal. These are reasons why either way, should be taught at home, maybe taught in school, taught in colleges. You know, because even in the news, you see in the news, which is very influential for people, good thing or bad thing, abortion. You know, you have these men telling these women, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. I believe in pro-choice. I do. Now, this is where I'm a conservative pro-choice. I don't believe in late-term abortions. I don't. I don't support
that. You don't believe
that. What? In late-term abortions.
Oh,
I do not. I have always been against that. However, I do not feel a woman's rights should be taken from her, or it should be, you know, exceptions. Oh, if she's raped or incest or the child's life is danger, her life. No. It should be a woman's right, period. But you have men telling a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. That's not your choice. You know, but these are what people are seeing. So if that's what it's shown, I mean, it's always shown that men dominate, men control, women are second class. I mean, it's definitely shown overseas, but it is very shown here in the United States from video vixens to even Leave It to Beaver. I mean, the dad was the provider, and Mrs. Cleaver was the house cleaner, and, you know, she was second class. And even though he loved his wife, he didn't beat her or abuse her, but she was still second class. I mean, this is what is just projected. So, again, yes, start from home where you – I'll put an example. Let me back up a little bit. My best friend, her and her husband have been together for years. Everybody knows this. Jessica and Jason, beautiful. And they have their ups and downs like any couple would. But they are adamant in teaching their children the right and the wrong. Like society. Society shows – Black women should keep their hair straight. We should be light-skinned. We shouldn't have naturals. We shouldn't have this. Jazzy started picking this up where she felt her hair was prettier when it was pressed. So what Jason started doing was, because she was like, Daddy, don't you like my hair pressed? And he said, honey, I think you're very beautiful like that. He says, but I like you beautiful when you have your braids. He said, ooh, when you have your little afro or your braids. He said, you're so beautiful that way, Jazzy. He said, because that's your natural hair, honey. That's how you naturally look. And eventually she started wanting her hair going back to braids. Where she was just like, you see what I'm saying?
Hey,
even though
seeing
outside or on TV is, no, we shouldn't go natural. You should have the white look or the straight hair. That's what society accepts. They shut that down real quick. No.
Yeah, because
for the long hair look.
How this child should look and behave.
Exactly. As well as, you know, they really pride themselves in teaching Jasmine her heritage. You know, they're always feeding her with, you know, Black history, reading. She's into her music. But at the same time, even though she's learning her culture, with me and Jessica going to certain high schools that were racism, she also wants to teach her children cultural. You know, learn how to speak Spanish, learn about the Indian culture, learn about your women's rights. This way, so when she is prepared for school or prepared for society, she already has, as they say, conditioned thinking, and then she will form her own as she deals with society, but it won't be so influential in her life where, okay, yeah, she's rocking her afro and maybe her girlfriend has the relaxed hair. That's not going to bother Jazzy because it started from home, where she can look at her friend and say, oh, gosh, you know, I love your hair, but still have that pride in her hair. Because why? Because her dad told her she was beautiful. Her mom told her she was beautiful with the natural. You know, they told her, your body is your temple. You don't need to give your body away. I mean, Jason right now, my gosh, if that skirt is above Jazzy's knee, he's having a heart attack.
Well,
you know?
We knew that was going to happen for years.
Exactly. But, you know, and he loves Jessica. Jessica and Jason try their best never to argue in front of the children. But Jazzy, you know, she's daddy little girl, and she'll be like, Daddy, you're cool. Mommy's not. And Jason will check her real quick. He'll be like, Jazzy, you don't say that. Your mother is your mother, and you will always respect her. She's number one in this house, and she is always cool. Do you understand me? yes, Daddy, apologize to your mother. And he will. He will check her right there because he tells Jazzy, your mother is important. Because she's your mother, but also because she is a woman, which lets Jazzy know, okay, well, I'm a woman, and I'll be important as well. But, you know, he shuts that down. There's no disrespect towards your mother. You know, you will respect her just as well as you respect me, and they will teach their son, Jackson, that way as well.
Yeah.
So it's the influence, you know. You teach your kids exactly at home that, yes, you know, men are important, but women are important. You're both equals. That's how they should be treating the house, as equals. So then when they do step out on their own, they're treating everyone as equals. I mean, that's how I was raised. You treat everybody. I don't care if you're gay, straight, black, white, heavyset, skinny, you know, mentally challenged, normal, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. You know, it's you as a person because that's the way I was raised. I'm not going to tell you, you can do this, you can do that. Eh.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel this.
You see, that's a perfect example, and you also touched on the other aspect, the media. And, okay, so maybe the single women are trying to raise their children with that same aspect, but what they watch is TV. While the single women, as you said, Shab, she could be working two jobs trying to provide for them. You don't even know. Mm-hmm. And while she's gone, what are they on? The internet and the TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And I had a conversation with my dad the other day. I said something about my brother's an actor, and I had spoken to him about, I said, well, how are you handling it now? Most everything has actors disrobing, like it's soft porn every day, all the time. And he's like, oh, they ain't looking for no aging, you know, overweight actor. And I said, I see overweight and aging disrobe all the time on TV.
Hello.
So I don't know. I talked to my dad about that, and he's just like, see, yeah, I just choose not to watch all that. I said, Dad, the choices are getting slim.
Yes, they are.
I almost wouldn't be surprised
if
taking their clothes off on children's TV.
Oh, they just have violence. They don't have nudity. They just show how to stab and kill each other. That's all.
Oh, I see.
You know, they keep it to the basics.
I used to think that the worst thing about children's TV was Barney, but
because he was just weird.
Which had some kind of psychological issues. I don't know, but I don't know what to say about all that with the media. I mean, hair. We're talking about hair. Who's the biggest influence out there with girls right now in the media? Let's see.
Beyonce.
They all have
Beyonce.
I have to have long hair, and he has to be blonde. And it's like, and, you know, and that's what makes you beautiful. It's like, well, your sister cut off all her hair, and her hair was black, and she was gorgeous with no hair. And she didn't have to go on. And she's still gorgeous. A lot more than Beyonce. But, everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's the one. It's like, the one what?
Yeah.
What? An HBO special about her life. And it's like, who is she? She's not even 50 years old. So what life are we talking about? It's so exceptional that we need to know about it now. And then are you going to pummel us with another life story about her in another 50 years? I mean, or 20 years, 30 years?
Uh-huh.
Somehow the media is making choices for you, America. When are you going to stand up and make choices? Just like Jason and Jessica? Like, here's the choices on how things are going to be in our house. Not based on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like another example where Jazzy loves music, and she has this just by God gift because her parents are into music. And so she loves to sing and to dance and stuff. And sometimes she'll get a little silly, you know, with her dancing. But you let her get to gyrating them hips. Oh, Jessica then shut it down, and Jason, good Lord. Thank God a child can still walk.
Wow.
I mean, he's just like, oh, no, shut it down. Shut it down. You doing too much thrusting. And it's because, like, she likes Beyonce. So they're careful with what videos they allow Jazzy to see. Because she had caught, I believe it was Single Ladies, and it didn't click yet that, okay, a little too much for Jazzy. You know, she was just kind of doing a little dance, and at first it was like, oh, it was cute, you know, go Jazzy. Then she went to twisting them hips and go, shut it down. They was like, nope, you doing too much. You know, women don't do that, Jazzy. You too young, first of all, to do that. And it's just too, you know, you don't want to see women like that. But it didn't click to them. At first they found it cute.
Are you
going to
talk about current events?
Yes, we are. Who's on the line with us?
My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay.
All
I
right,
saw your show, so your description is about current events, economics, politics, and yada, yada. So I'm here to find out what you're about.
What do you want to
talk
about?
Well, we're talking about the women's rights. They just had our day, the International Women's Day. And so we were talking about the domestic violence and the rape and how women are mistreated, not only in this country but around the world, and how can we resolve that or get people to turn around with an awareness and stop treating women like they're second class.
Oh, all right. So women are second class citizens in the United States.
Well, no, I shouldn't. Well, maybe that's not the word that I want. Second class citizens, but I'm trying to think of a word.
You got 55% of the managerial positions. 55% of women have graduated from college. This has been the last 10-15 years. You don't have to put in as much money to support a marriage as a man does. So how is a woman a second class citizen?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there's
good
just
enough. Good enough.
Okay, well, so how many, what percentage of the women do you think comparatively to other countries are at top positions?
A lot of women run top positions. The glass ceiling is a myth. When a woman has the same kind of qualifications as a man, she makes as much or more money than a man if she puts in the same kind of work under the same kind of conditions in the same kind of industry. So again, how are women second-class citizens?
Not necessarily. Not
no.
All women make the same amount as a man. A man CEO and a woman CEO, maybe in some instances, but it's not the norm.
I don't know.
I'll give you that things are changing, but it is not the norm.
And who cares? So if a woman isn't making quite as much as a man, she's still getting up there based upon her association with men more so than with women. And I would think that the former eBay CEO Whitman would disagree with him. So would the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, eBay.
Okay, so what percentage of that, of what percentage of
women,
corporations of those sizes?
That's your
that's
choice.
What I want to know.
Women.
What you're saying right now, how many women in the United States actually own big businesses?
As many
like
as want to go
into. I'm sorry?
As many as want to go into business. There are no restrictions against women for getting loans to open up a business.
Women are just as successful as men in big business? No.
Look, you can't have equality across the board unless you want to put in the same amount of work, have the same kind of conditions as men. You don't do it. You're not
just like the military, correct?
Right,
not to cut
like
you off,
military.
Babe. Yeah. Well, they've opened it to the women. However, the women now have to pass the same test the men have to.
And
apparently if they can't, then they won't move up. But now why is it they can't? Is it, do you feel it's because of their body, their strength, their mindset? I've never been in the military, sir, so that's why I'm asking. I'm curious.
Well, if you have if most women are around 5'6", 5'7", they can't carry 100 pounds on their back, they're not going to do the same kind of work as a man does in the field.
Well, my sister was in the military, and she was expected to do exactly the same as everyone else in her squad. So was my best friend, who was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister was in the Army, and she was a sergeant, first class, and my friend was in the Air Force. And they were expected to do the exact same job. As a matter of fact, my best friend, in her section, she was the only woman. So there was nothing that was special for her. If she had to do something with them, even if it meant that she had to be simply clad with them taking a shower because she was the only one, she had to do it. So what are you saying? You're saying
that you're going from one particular issue.
She's not 5 feet 10.
You're going from one issue to another. You're mentioning...
No, you brought that up.
Well, I didn't say
anything about that. So you're saying that women can't do that, but when you go in the
military...
Women
cannot do
it. Women are expected to do exactly as the men in the military.
Well, that's right. But when it comes to fighting for your rights and responsibilities and liberty and freedom as men do, you don't do it because you can't.
Oh, my gosh. So, basically, you're in the opposite of what you're stating. So, you're
okay,
here for
so
devil's advocate.
Okay, so you're saying
advocate,
that the average 5 foot
yeah, that's
six,
good,
five
though. It's to have a
woman.
Devil's advocate on the panel so that you have somebody who can sort of bring up something else. But
well, you
what
brought
you
up
really
the Air
believe...
Force. You can't bring up the Air Force. The Air Force, you're talking about a woman who's either on flight line or in an office, which has nothing to do with being in the
she
front line.
She did not
line.
Work in the office.
Did
As a matter of fact,
she
got to a clearance level you couldn't get to.
Oh, okay, if you say so. So
well, tell
she
us
out
about
there?
You then. Let's hear about you, how you
no,
do.
No, well, you want to talk about women.
Let's
talk
about
women.
What do you do to make women, what do you do to help women be at an equal status other than
Why
stand back
I
and...
Why would I have to help you?
You don't have to do anything, but you're the one that has brought this out.
No. You said you were talking about women. I joined in on the conversation.
Yeah, and I asked you, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah,
but
you
want to
event.
Get on with that, and it sounds like you have an agenda, so let's hear it.
Current event.
What's your real thoughts about women from a personal point of view? Well, how do you think women should be? Where they should be, what they should be.
Barefoot and
how are they to you?
Would your co-host repeat what I said back to you?
Barefoot and pregnant.
There you go.
Right.
Well, there you go.
See? You ask me your question, you get an answer. I won't put in the adjectives.
Well, there you go. So when you come with your perspective, as was asserted at the beginning of this conversation, people come with biases and filters, and that's your bias and filter. And with that, the changes won't come through.
Well, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with...
It does. You're saying that there is no ceiling when it's listed everywhere.
Right. There is no ceiling. If a woman can perform the same function as a man, she makes as much money or even more when she's under the same conditions, when she works as hard, the same amount of hours as a man.
Yeah, statistically, that's not playing out the way you're saying.
That's not.
That's what I said
happen.
Before.
I've been in the airline industry for years. And I know women that were way capable, more than a man, and they did not get the position.
What?
And I'm talking about education beyond that man's education, where the man might have had high school or something. This woman or women had BA, master's degree, and PhD, and they did not get moved up and were quite qualified. Believe me, they were qualified.
Well,
instead,
maybe they
put a man in that
on
position.
The job. Who knows?
I'm sorry?
Maybe they caused agita on the job.
No.
No, so you're saying they were all angels and their relationship with their bosses and their co-workers was squeaky clean. So it couldn't have been the fact that maybe they irritated the wrong people the wrong way and then probably thought because they were women that, woman hear me roar. You think that might be it?
No.
Well, the economists, they did an index in March of 2013, got this out about the glass ceiling, so maybe this is where you're bringing that up. And actually, the glass ceiling, it still exists. And they're showing that the top country with the lowest glass ceiling is New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And as they move down, Canada's number 4.
Mm-hmm.
United States is down in the middle. It's much lower.
Well, that's
lower.
Fine. You ought to read the study done by Warren Farrell, and his study shows that women under the same conditions, working the same amount of hours, make as much money as men, but they don't put in the work as men. They don't want to take the riskier types of jobs as men. They don't volunteer to work 60 hours or to do the weekends or to do the other types of projects that men do. When they don't do it, they don't get paid as much. But you don't have a glass ceiling because you have CEOs who are women and probably got there on the shoulders of men helping him more than women do. But other than that, I came here for current events because I don't think you're going to win the women's battle because you have confirmation bias yourself. So if you want to talk about current events...
Who doesn't have bias, Greg?
Well, I guess
name the person who has no bias. Name the person who has no filters.
And what's I got to
do? You're not a good example of that, as you've proven.
Well, no, I haven't proven
that. I'm going to share the data, all the data, and you cited one study. So, cited one
study. And you're looking at a government study.
Okay, we've equaled that out.
We haven't equaled
that. So, what more do you have? What other things do you have?
Current events, I keep saying. Current events. You can talk about Obama. You can talk about
current events.
Rand Paul.
You doesn't
can talk
exist.
About the sequestration, anything that you like. It's your show. I'm just here to learn.
I know. And
we're here to be devil's advocate, and you're doing a great job. Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry. I couldn't
like
hear both
of
you at the same time. Maybe both of you can, you know, go one at a time for me.
And, caller, you should be gone.
Well, you want me to go, I
so
can
is
go.
Is there a current event
if you don't want me to call
like
in,
to
I don't
discussed?
Have to call in.
Well, I don't really care, but it's not my show.
All right, then.
Excuse me. Hello, hello, hello. I'm still here. Sir, is there something that you would like to, Joe, you would like to discuss on current event?
Okay, I'll mention them again. Rand Paul, sequestration, Obama, those were three. Anything else that you want to talk about, I'll be glad to participate. Any one of those three or anything else, it's okay.
What is Rampart?
No, Rand Paul.
Paul.
But Rampart is the L.A., I didn't mention it, but now since you brought it up, Rampart is the L.A. corruption of cops in L.A., the Rampart Report.
Oh. Cops
so,
corrupt
all
over the United States. What else is new? Tell me how they're changing that. But anyway, I'm sorry because I'm being sarcastic right now.
Really?
Okay, if you want to talk about the L.A., discuss it. We're not aware, so you bring it to the table and tell us.
Well, Rampart happened years ago. It was the basis for maybe you saw the TV show The Shield with corruption, LAPD.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay.
Well, all right. So I just summed that up. I mean, if I talk more about it, and if you don't have any inkling about what it's about, then, you know, you can't really, like, well, maybe I guess you could participate in that. You'd probably bring up some ideas. But like I said, okay, Rampart is one. Rand Paul, because that's very current.
Yep.
Sequestration. Obama's always current. Do you like him? Don't like him?
What do you think about the sequestered budget? Each year there's a new name. So what do you think about that?
Well, sequestration is nothing more than just smoke and mirrors. It's only $85 million being cut. Just a big political nothingness. What are your ideas?
It's a front for what? For something else that's really going on?
Well, just to make Obama
seeing?
Look good, to make the Republicans look bad. It's always this battle between the two parties.
And so I suppose that means that Rand Paul, that's your guy.
Well, Rand Paul is current events. He's the guy that filibustered.
You know, so is that your guy? That's the guy that you're backing?
I'm not backing. He's not
you're
running
not backing him because... So are you in his perspective, in his corner? Or are you in the corner of, say, McCain? So,
never
what
McCain.
Is it that you wanted
Why
to talk about with
you want
Paul?
McCain? You like McCain?
It doesn't matter what I like.
Doesn't matter what you like.
Well, because you
I don't like
then,
it.
Well, then
I want to know what it is about
to the hostess if you don't. Doesn't matter.
Well,
want me to talk to the hostess if you don't want to talk to me?
No, I mean, it's like you brought up Rand Paul.
Right.
So what is the perspective that you have for that?
Well,
because
Rand Paul did a filibuster for 13 hours.
I know.
Okay. And it was about trying to get information from Eric Holder about drones.
Yep.
And about whether or not Obama, being the presiding president, if he could kill people without a warrant. That's current events. That happened a couple of days ago.
Right, but what's your perspective on Rand?
I like what he did.
Okay, so there we are. So what is your thoughts on how, you know, Senator McCain thinks about him? You know, he thinks that he's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, no, he and Graham, they're both idiots.
Okay, so, see, this is the issue then, which is very current, on top of that,
uh-huh.
is how the Republican Party seems to be splitting apart or segregating itself. Do you not see that, or do you see that?
Well, what makes you think that? Just because Graham and McCain are against Rand Paul, are you judging?
No. I mean, this has been going on through the elections and all that. You have the Republican Party, where part of the party thinks that they are the true Republican Party, and then the other part thinks they're the true Republican Party, and they're working against each other, and it's actually hurting the party's, you know, standing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that that's happening? You don't think that there are people in the, you just said that, you know, McCain is an idiot. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is somebody that you guys had run for the office of the president.
Oh, my guys. Oh, yeah. All the guys.
No. I'm talking about McCain. This is someone you're saying is an idiot. He's in the Republican Party, but
mm-hmm.
he was your Republican candidate.
Why was he my Republican candidate?
But you're talking from, because you're Republican, the way you stated it.
The way I stated it, said I was Republican? Why? Let me guess. Wait. It was because I like Rand Paul.
No, I didn't say that, because of what you were saying about Rand Paul and then
mm-hmm.
what you like, what he's doing.
Right.
But now McCain's an idiot.
Right. So how does that make me Republican?
And then also the way that you want to push things about Obama. I mean, just the way you sound, one would assume that you're Republican.
Oh, okay.
Other than you just being... devil's advocate.
No, I'm not being devil's advocate. You know.
Okay, so you are not a Republican. You're a Democrat, and you think that Obama's just trying to do everything to make himself look good. He's not doing anything for the Democratic Party, right?
Well, if I were a Democrat, I would be on Obama's side, and I wouldn't be saying what you just
said. Okay, so whose side are you on?
I'm on either side. They're both
sides. Oh, okay. So you're an independent?
Yep.
So who would you like in president?
Yes.
Who would you like for the president coming up? Who do you see?
Thomas Jefferson.
Looking at
but he's
Rand
not around
Paul?
Anymore.
Huh?
Thomas Jefferson, but he's not around.
Yeah.
I have a question. Really? How do you feel about armed teachers in schools?
Armed teachers?
Uh-huh.
Are they carrying concealed weapons on them, or are they going to put the guns in a locked case inside the classroom?
That's what they're still going back and forth on. Some teachers basically said, no, it would be in the classroom, but it would be locked, and only the teacher, quote-unquote, should have access to these guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that, because if somebody did come along like they did at Columbine, at Newtown, and the theater, they'd have to have enough time to get to the guns. Now, if they could do that the way that they do for getting to fire hoses and things like that, and then I'd say, okay, fine. Got to protect yourself. But I don't think these mass murders are as significant as people say. Mass murders have been going down in the last 5 years. So these particular occasions, they're rather an anomaly. But then, of course, Obama and then the media, they want to make a big deal out of it. I'm not for gun control. Anybody here for gun control?
I believe in Second Amendment. I concealed weapons license, permit, gun owner. I do. I believe in the Second Amendment.
Well, then
but
you and
I'm
I have
also...
nothing to discuss, because you and I are on the same side. Okay.
I believe
however,
there
no,
should
though,
be control-based psychological.
It might be a little different, though, because I support it, and yet I will call my own self a hypocrite, because I have a problem with guns being placed in a children's hand to go hunting. I do. I have a problem with that. I feel we should be able to bear arms, you know, protect yourself in your home.
Mm-hmm.
I think adults should have the right to, or at least 18 and over, go ahead and go hunting. It gets next to me knowing a child has a gun and we're teaching them how to kill at such a young age. So So, again, I don't think it should be ripped from the parents, because that's between a parent and their child. So that's their decision at the end of the day. I don't believe the government should step into it. However, if they do, that's just what the government does. But that's my own personal opinion. I do not feel a child should have a gun in their hands for whatever reason.
Okay.
I think somebody should, their psychological makeup should be determined first.
By the government, of course.
Well, that's the question. Who's going to make that determination?
So, if the government, in my opinion, are nothing more than the foxes guarding the hen house. So, if you're going to give them more control and you're going to say to them, well, we need protection, but let's give it to the crooks who are robbing us of our liberties and our freedoms and who are corrupt beyond belief, then it's just being self-defeating. So I'm not for it.
I didn't say government. I said psychological determination.
Okay, and who's going to determine it?
That's what I'm saying. That would be the issue.
Well, then the government would have to step in, don't you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that the government has to be involved with everything that takes place in the country.
Well, if they have a psychological...
A lot of organizations that actually do a lot of great good in the United States, for example, that are not government.
No. Here, wait. I can understand what he's saying. The government is going to be involved. I understand what you're saying, Brenda, and I think some people should probably have a psychological evaluation if they have a criminal history or just have shown behavior that's not correct. However, because the government is the one that approves the concealed weapons license permit, they're the one that gives it, they are going to have a part of that psychological evaluation.
Okay,
so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the natural order according to the way things have been going.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, who's going to be in charge of that? I mean, there has to be a psychological understanding of whether this person has the mental capabilities to do that.
Well, let's say he goes to a psychiatrist who's non-governmental, and he gets an evaluation. Who's going to make sure that that evaluation is going to be good enough so that this person can get a permit? It has to be the government.
So it sounds to me like you actually are more keyed into the government running things than you say.
No.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well then who would you have police it then?
No. What I'm saying is that
what would be your solution for psychological understanding of whether this
Brenda
is capable?
I'm trying to answer you, honey.
Oh,
go ahead, sir.
Okay. What I'm saying is that the government sticks its nose into everybody's business. So they would have to do it because they want to do it, and because if they're not involved in it, who's going to evaluate the evaluation? Who's going to say that the person who got a psychiatric evaluation and is deemed either worthy or unworthy of having a permit, whether or not that's good enough? The government would stick its nose in because that's what it wants to do, especially now. They want to have gun control and control over everybody, in my opinion.
Okay. All right.
Are there any more questions that you'd like to ask me? No, I just asked. I just thought maybe you might have some more.
I don't. That's actually the only hot news I want to talk about with armed teachers, which I am truly against. I don't think a teacher has the psychological comprehension to know when to take someone's life. I don't think they should have that on their shoulders. They're not trained like law enforcement to make that decision. I just don't. I'm against it. Now, I think if you want to have the armed security there or police officers, I'm for that.
Well,
but then where's the money for that?
I would have armed security, but not police officers. I would have private armed security there so that they can work for the people who are paying their salaries. If you have cops there, they're not going to work for you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well,
it's too bad everybody's on my side. Okay. So, what else do you have here on your homepage? Economics, politics, education, child care, entertainment, weather.
What do you think about our weather?
Oh, come on.
I believe the man is manipulating the weather. That's just my opinion and thought.
Well, that's like I said, if you want to talk about HAARP, I don't know if that exists. Are you two aware of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
HAARP
okay.
is in Alaska, and it does exist.
Oh, how do you know?
It does exist. Because I did some research on it. I was quite curious about it.
Well, I did the research on it, too, but I don't know that it exists. I just know people say that it exists.
Do you believe that, do you think that our weather is being manipulated?
I don't know. I hope not. That would be some awesome power.
I don't know about awesome power. I think she'd go up there in the atmosphere and plant seeds in the clouds or whatever to change the weather from a storm to sun or whatever, that we do have the capability to do that. The problem is how is it affecting our agriculture?
Yeah, I don't...
Playing with the weather.
Yeah, the chemtrails, I don't think, have much to do with weather modification. They're probably trying to poison the soil. But I'm a conspiracy theorist, so what do I know? Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Do you believe there's a climate difference from before, or do you think that's all?
No, that's a bunch of crap. They've had.
So you don't believe in global warming?
No,
that's not really happening.
Please, no. No, that's just an excuse for carbon emission taxing and grabbing more money from the people who really can't afford to pay the taxes. Again, it's more about control.
Always.
So what's your deepest, what's your darkest conspiracy theory? That
probably
you,
9/11.
9/11 was, okay,
done by the government.
It. Huh?
Done by the government.
I agree.
Does anybody here disagree with me?
She said she agreed with you.
I know, but if we keep agreeing, we don't have any, no debate, no controversy,
you can't
nothing.
See your part, can't you, Ray?
Ah, boy, you two are boring. Jesus, I tell you.
Eh. Well, I've been trying to play with you the whole time.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job.
This has been a very interesting show today. Very
interesting. Why? You don't want the show to be like this?
No.
It was very good.
It was good, and it is
show.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what generates conversation and discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hey, it doesn't mean I ain't gonna get heated once in a while, and it's okay too.
Well, yeah, you don't know the half of it.
Well, there you go. That's what you assert. It doesn't mean it's true.
That's so. True. Right? Yeah.
And Brenda, thank you very much for joining the show today.
Sure.
We'll be on again next Sunday at 4 o'clock. And remember, Wednesday from 3 to 4 is Psychic Reading. And the website is theessenceofsuccess.com.
Oh, God.
Everybody
help me.
Please call in again, Joe.
I'm not calling in. I didn't know you two were intuitives or psychic media people.
That was good meeting you for the time we met you, sir.
Yes, it was. It was nice. All right, I'll let you two go.
Let it be your last call, Joe. You're always welcome to join us on the show.
All right, thanks. Okay,
you're
bye.
Most welcome, sir.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. As we close out the show next Sunday, the show will be on sports, and hopefully we'll have Coach Jordan on with us. So next Sunday is all about sports. With that, I will let Chauvinet close us out for the day.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and have a good week.
For sure. Brenda? I think she's gone.
Thank
you very much, Chauvinet, and remember to say thank you and tell somebody you love them. And we'll see you next Sunday.